Well, hi again, everyone. I'm 1010 Wins Sports Director Mark Renee. This is On the Mark, a very special episode of On the Mark, talking about the stories behind the stories in the world of sports. And there might not be any story around here bigger than the upcoming 20th anniversary of 9/11. My guest is a man who on September the 21st would really help accelerate the healing process and uplift, I think, an entire city with his bottom of the eighth inning two-run homer off a kid from Queens at Shea Stadium. Baseball Hall of Famer Mike Piazza is joining me. And Mike, first off, thanks so much for taking the time.
My pleasure to be with you.
So, Mike, I have to ask, first off, what do you remember about the hours leading up to that game against the Braves? It was the first game back in the city after 9/11.
Well, it's obviously was an amazingly difficult week for everyone. If you were in the city at that time, it's really difficult to recall because an event like that, a tragedy like that, just is something that will leave an incredible impact and scars and sadness and anger and all the spectrum of emotion. So it was very, very difficult to deal with. We were on the road at the time, and we obviously took a date and then eventually came back to New York. But to see the amount of pain and suffering and was difficult. And then to lead into when we didn't know whether at what time we should continue the season, there was a lot of trepidation, there was a lot of anxiety. So it was a very difficult week, and it's difficult at times to look back and remember because it does bring up some of those old emotions, unfortunately.
And for the benefit of the people who can't see our Zoom conversation, I can see on your face that it's still a very painful memory. And obviously, when we look back now, it's coming up on 20 years. How hard is it to believe that all of this happened 20 years ago now?
Well, yeah, it is. It's interesting. Time has a way of healing some wounds. But then, of course, when you do look back and you do realize the amount of pain that we all suffered that week as a city and family and friends and all those that we lost and the amount of pain that was that week, it's something that I guess we have to find a little bit of a positive sentiment, and that is the amount of heroism and the amount of bravery that did come out of that event, and the fact that a lot of children and spouses and uncles and aunts of those lost carried on a legacy of those of their family members and their friends. So unfortunately, we do have to suffer sometimes, I guess, to see the true nature of people and to see the courage and the bravery. So yeah, it's for me, it doesn't feel like 20 years. I mean, I know 20 years is a time, but for all of us that were there, it's still pretty, pretty vivid.
When you think about stepping up to the plate against, as we mentioned, kid from Queens, Steve Carce, with the Mets trailing the Braves 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Do you remember what was going through your mind at the time?
I remember basically not being able to sort of focus in the beginning because it was such a so raw emotionally. And I remember praying distinctly and praying to God to help me get through the night, just survive through the night and try to be professional and try to play as well as I could. And then I guess at that moment, I truly did feel a lot of support and a lot of energy from the fans. I did feel that wave of emotion starting to kick in, and it gave me strength. It gave me this feeling to focus and allowed me to come through at that particular moment. So I did feel the energy from the fans, and that was very important because it uplifted me and inspired me to focus and try to come through in that moment.
And as the ball sailed over the fence and you began to round the bases, knowing that you had given the Mets the lead and hearing the roar of the crowd, deep, felt like your feet were even touching the ground at that point?
No, not at all. And just my nature is such that when I played, I was always very reserved. I never really liked to show a lot of emotion, but I did get a little emotional at the end. And when I did come out of the dugout, obviously pointed to the sky and dedicated the home run to those who were not with us because of that event. So we, but as a team, yeah, I felt support from everyone. I mean, I've said in my Hall of Fame speech that people look to that that moment and may attach some heroic labels to it. But I said, really, it is a baseball game, and the true heroes are the ones that were sacrificing their lives for others. And so it was my small tribute to them, and fortunately, I did come through, and fortunately, gave people some joy.
And as the years have gone on, as again, we're coming up on 20 years, how often are you asked about that particular game and that particular moment?
Well, I was very blessed to have a good career and hit a few home runs. And to be known, I guess, for that home run is an honor. I'll take it. I mean, it will always be with me. It's on my Hall of Fame plaque. So it will forever be crystallized in Cooperstown, even when I'm no longer with us. So I think that's a wonderful tribute. And to be known for one particular home run, it's definitely a special one. So I'm glad that people hold it in such high regard. It's an honor for me. It truly is.
Well, it's an honor for me to be able to talk to you about it. And I thank you again. If I can ask one last question, you've got the Hall of Fame induction ceremony coming up in Cooperstown. I imagine this will be a particularly difficult one for you and for a lot of Dodger fans and a lot of Tommy's friends and family and loved ones, because it's the first induction ceremony without Tommy Lasorda. And I've talked to Bobby Valentine about it. What are your thoughts and how difficult it might be that whole week leading up?
Well, I mean, I think it's fair to say that everyone suffered greatly these last year and a half, and we're still suffering. And it was a tough year because we lost a lot of people, not only to COVID, but also to other causes. And but Tommy lived a wonderful, fulfilling, exciting, interesting life. I don't think anyone really developed a talent more than Tommy, with very little talent. And he would self-admittedly tell you that, and made himself the ambassador of baseball in a way. And his passion and his love for the game was transcended and affected people. And he was very generous with his time and would do many things for many other people besides himself. So he's very generous and very giving and inspiring, and gave me my opportunity. So I'll always be internally grateful to him for that. And it's still difficult not to hear him, his laughing, his jokes, and his distinct voice. But of course, it's will always be in our hearts.
I want to leave you on a happy note. How exciting is it? How good is it to have another retired number joining you up on the wall with Jerry Kuzman tonight?
Well, I think there'll be some to say that it may be a long time coming. But to that, I say it's worth the wait. I'm very glad that this organization is honoring those icons of our past. This organization is a family. And so maybe our numbers up there are kind of like family pictures. So to honor Jerry Kuzman, what he meant to this team, what he meant to the Miracle Mets, it's a special night. And we're going to enjoy it despite the any other things. We're going to compartmentalize this event tonight and enjoy it. And I'm very, very honored to be here. And I think, as you can tell, we saw the people, the lines coming out. There's a lot of people coming out excited about this. And this team, this city, these fans, they love this team and they love the history of this team. So it's a special night, which I'm very honored and will enjoy immensely.
Mike, thank you again. I really appreciate the time.
My pleasure.
I'm Mark Renee. That is the great Mike Piazza, and you're On the Mark.